What do we do for reflection? To bring to light what is hidden in the raw. Weil im Dunkeln lässt sich's gut munkeln. Ne? What is it in English? In the dark we can do all sorts of things without being seen. Ich weiß gar nicht, was munkeln heißt.
Irgendetwas Negatives.
Yeah, our interest is so little in the Dhamma. I mean, you can see it. Just the last three or four talks. Yeah. What do you see? Yeah. Even the time. Yeah. At least an hour. Sometimes 1.5, sometimes 1 hour 20. Yeah. When I sit in front of you, then not even 3 minutes. Dhamma only comes out when you open the tap. Water only flows, you know, flows if you open the tap. Yeah. If you don't open the tap, if you're not interested, trying to conceal yourself in the dark corner so that you don't get offended, yeah? And Dhamma won't come up. Yeah? When people are genuinely interested, like some of them are, yeah? And the Dhamma just flows, 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 flows. Yeah? I mean, it won't even stop. Reflection, we do it because we have to do it, but we don't want to remember. Yeah? I mean, if there's no interest behind the practice, how can we achieve anything?
It doesn't work.
Huh?
It doesn't work.
What, it doesn't work?
Without interest.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to make myself be interested in something.
Well, think about some things in the world that you've been interested in. Yeah. And then take that interest and put it into them. Instead of looking for rocks, for different kinds of rocks or different kinds of materials, I mean, you put that interest and look for different kinds of Buddha. Interest is completely neutral.
Neutral.
It's completely neutral, yeah, interest. Yeah. I mean, whatever you put it on, you know, that's where it is. Yeah. So if you're not interested in the Buddha but interested in something else, you know, then you know, get the interest and put it on the Buddha.
I see.
Or on the reflection.
Okay. Yeah, I think I was often not interested in anything.
That's a typical person who was drinking a lot of alcohol and got pissed very often. That's the people who are not interested. Want to forget. Other people want to build themselves a castle so that they can't get hurt. I mean, actually, you should be grateful. So, Martin, where's your interest?
Well, my interest is in observing what's happening every day from the morning till the evening. Because there are those tendencies which always appear, but when I mean, some of them they're gone, and then they're coming some new to daylight, and it depends a bit on obviously what is happening during the day or
what brings them up, in which situation comes. I mean, look at certain things that arise one time, this, and then you look at the situation that arises.
Well, for me, it's just this, as we talked earlier last week, this competition which comes up, not out, it doesn't come out, but it's just such a big habit for me. My whole life, this kind of competing. Yeah. And there are many situations, food or whatever, mm-hmm. eating, but it gets less and less because as more I see myself or that those thoughts come up, I try to, accept them, but mm-hmm. not nourish them, not kind of putting more
mm-hmm.
into them.
Yeah. So what you do is, I mean, let me say that, is cutting the grass.
Yes.
But not the roots. You have to see them, why, what situation they come out, and what brings them out. What brings competition out? Yeah. I mean, you can watch it, you know, and it will come out every time, you know, and you can cut it, you know, and you say, no, I'm not interested in competition, but that won't uproot it.
Well, actually, it comes up all the time when I make a judgment.
Because
when I judge, then...
Yeah, then look at the judgment.
Yeah. It takes time.
I mean, we can cut the grass so that it becomes, you know, that it becomes easier, you know, to uproot it, you know, because if it is long, we can't uproot it. But if it is very short, we are able, you know, to dig down to the root, yeah. We haven't talked about it, it's nothing new. No.
Every moment is new. Like, I heard it many times, but this time it was different. Understanding. No, I was trying to.
You have to get. And that's where you lack in some interest. You have to get interest. How do these things arise? What is it? What makes them? Yeah. What's the cause for them to arise? Yeah. And I mean, in the beginning, you first ask about the results. Yeah. What kind of results does it give? Does it lead to good results? Hmm? Do you feel happy when you compare? Do you feel happy when you judge?
No.
So then you have to ask yourself, why am I then still doing it? And get an answer that comes from the heart.
Mm.
Don't just say it's habit. Because that's what the Kiliyas has for. They just say it's habit. I mean, it's an easy answer for them. Well, it's just habit, yeah. I mean, it comes and it goes, you know, so why put some more interest? No, why?
It's always wrong view.
Speculation doesn't help.
Mm, okay.
But it's connected to our self-view. Yeah?
Mm.
It's always connected to our self-view. How we view us, how we view others. That's why we need to compare and that's why we need to judge. The moment we judge, you know, we lift up our ego. Huh? The moment we care, we compare, yeah, to each other, you know, then we want to find out where are we in the, yeah, are we in the middle, are we in the top, or in the at the bottom. It serves a purpose, and if we just say, you know, it's a habit, we don't get.
Well, for me, obviously, I want to get rid of that habit, but it's so, mm-hmm. you say, at the beginning it was gross.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as more the gross stuff goes mm-hmm. out, then mm-hmm. I really see, like, tiny,
mm-hmm.
they're sometimes so fast, and
yeah.
it might just be a little nothing, but actually that's the root for then later maybe in another situation.
Mm-hmm.
What is interesting is if this situation is solved, then maybe not such a gross one, but a smaller situation mm-hmm. comes up, and it's actually like they just come up because I don't want to fight them because I don't want to suppress them, I want to see them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, then they're just so pointless often, because when it's not arising here, when a gross thing not arises, then it arises in some micro thing.
But don't you see that you dass du die Schlange am Schwanz anpackst? That you grab the snake at the tail. Du bäumst das Pferd von hinten auf. By looking at it like this.
Mm.
You really have to see, first of all, you have to see cause and effect. Yeah? And then you have to find the cause. Where, in my self-view, is something lacking? Because that lack creates this comparison and creates this judgment. It's a lack.
Yeah, it's what I've been doing all my life, yeah.
Yeah, because we all lack. From the moment on, you know, we were born, you know, we were there, you know, to compare each other and compete against each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it's just pain.
But there is a cause for it. There's a certain cause that we don't see if we don't look deep enough. I mean, what you see is, you know, I mean, it is shallow on the surface, but you haven't gone to the ground of it yet. You see, it is a habit, yeah? With this habit, you know, this habit will stay on if you don't find the cause for the habit.
Can it be that... another situation arises that force you to pull this ego down for a few times.
Yeah.
And then later on you realize that so your mechanism has changed a little bit. And so some situation arises where before you had this defending and this ego coming up and it doesn't come anymore. It's not uprooted. Huh? It doesn't come anymore. Oh, so you realize, oh wow, that's quite nice. This reaction is possible. Mm-hmm. This is not enough. You still need to understand why you would react and create the defense. I say this because after the time where, after the few weeks where I could not be around you, then I realized, oh yeah, my reaction did change for a few weeks and it's still a little bit there, and I could see that sometimes, for me it was obvious, yeah, something to defend, And I could see the direction was not even coming anymore, but without having done this investigation that you were talking about with Martin.
But a different reaction came yesterday and the day before. You didn't see that?
I would not say I didn't have reaction when we were like with Jenny. No, I was reacting.
No.
I when we were talking about the flight, was not those examples I had in mind. I don't say it all the time, but I notice a few times, like typical, I don't know, like one pot where, you know, sometimes he says, oh, you should do this like this, and always, so, you know, among things, already I was defending. In a few situations, I could see the value of having nothing to defend. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, wow, finally.
Yeah.
But I know this is nice, but he won't last because...
No, of course it won't last, yeah. I mean... It cuts down, you know, I mean, it is a knife that cuts down the grass, yeah? I mean, each insight, no matter how shallow it is, it will cut down it a little bit, yeah? And only the deepest insight will cut it off or cut it loose, and it won't come.
Yeah, here the feeling is temporary, like you will last a few
minutes. No, yeah, it can be temporary for a moment, yeah, or for a time, but it can lead to more.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
I mean, an insight is different from a realization, from something that you realize through thinking about. Yeah? This holds very short. Yeah, an insight, you know, I mean, if it is a deep insight, it will hold forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, the deeper the insight, the longer it holds. Yeah, But I mean, a deep insight will hold forever and you will never forget it. Yeah. So, I mean, you have to work on it. Yeah. So you have to see, you know, I mean, you have to compare the situations where I didn't allow you to be around and the situations, the two situations where I kicked you out. Just yesterday and the day before. So where's the difference between these situations? I mean, we have to be interested in what is going on, otherwise we will not learn anything. Yeah? Why I'm reacting the way I react, yeah? I mean, no matter, you know, before, you know, you wanted to offend, now you get offended, yeah? It's also a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. I mean, just looking at your face yesterday, I mean, you didn't say anything. You didn't react in an offensive way.
I wouldn't say this as an example of them. I didn't hear.
But no, I mean it is. It's not wrong, you know. But we have to see it clearly. Yeah.
No, I see. I was not. My heart was not open at that time. I would not say so. Yeah. But that's the best I could do.
Yeah, it's the best, you know, I mean, not to react, but then, you know, it's after that we should investigate. Why? Did you feel happy? That's the first question. When you make a judgment, do I feel happy? Yeah, I feel good, because I'm better than others. Yeah.
No.
Or I feel bad because I'm worse than others.
It comes back straight away.
Yeah, and this result we have to judge. No? And then we have to roll it back, yeah? First of all, we have to accept it, then we not judge in the way, you know, but we just look in our heart, does it feel good, does it not feel good? Because the heart tells us what is good and what is not good, yeah? I mean, if we feel calm and peaceful and happy, you know, I mean, the result was good. If you feel unhappy, you know, if you feel agitated, the result was bad. Yeah? And then we look for the cause. Yeah? I mean, we will not get it, like I said, you know, we will have to do it 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, yeah? 1,000,000 times. If our sati isn't strong enough. I mean, it's all, yeah? I mean, if your sati is strong, I mean, if you see that moment clearly arising, and the sati is completely strong, I mean, then you can cut it off within 1 or 2 times. If sati, you know, and that's the power of kilesas. Instantly something appears and they pull us away, just like the magician, you know. I mean, he does something and then says something and then we don't notice what he does with his hands. And if we don't undermine that power of the kilesas, we will not get wiser. And we will not be able to cut down the roots of the problem.
When I was practicing and I get calm, do some body investigation, mm-hmm. and I see things mm-hmm. differently. In the things mm-hmm. like the competition has gone and mm-hmm. replaced by metta, and clearly yeah. that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Then I think, okay, so the body investigation, it lets me see things clearly like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, so can I just keep doing that and it will get less and less? Or, because I didn't really, like you're saying now, in that situation, catch the thing. It was just at my kuti doing, it's not in the present as that competition comes up. It's just, I did the investigation and then mm-hmm. it was not there.
I mean, you have to realize one thing. The moment we stop thinking or we concentrate on one thing, I mean, we become objective. Once we become objective, we don't become competitive. We just see things clearly. The moment we get out of this objectiveness, the moment you stop your investigation, I mean, everything is muddled up again.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things of samadhi, where we first see that we can become clear, yeah? And when we get out of samadhi, then we see we get muddled up, yeah? I mean, yes, of course, the longer we try, you know, the more we can stay objective, and the more there will be, the more we will understand. Because this objectiveness is not biased. Yeah? I mean, you see things clearly and it's fine. But the moment you stop...
Then it's pretty much back to normal.
Yeah.
So
and that's why, of course, that's why you have to do it more and more often until it becomes a habit. But also, you have to extend it to non-meditation.
Yes, that's difficult.
Yes, that is a difficulty for all of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The moment you sweep or the moment you go on Pindapat, I mean, everything is gone. I mean, you just... Yeah. And it actually shows, you know, how deep, yeah, this objectiveness is rooted with it. Of course, the more you do it, the easier it will, you know, it will be in to become mindful or become aware, you know, in situations that are not practiced. So, I mean, it does help, yeah? I mean, it will turn the mind, you know, it will turn the mind down, yeah? Just like from this fan, you know, if you put it on 3, the sound is very noisy, you know? But, you know, if you put it down on 2, you know, you hear more, and 1, you hear more, and if you turn it off, then you will see much more clearly.
It's less agitated,
yeah,
in situations, but not really sati.
Yeah,
sati
is not yet, yeah, but it's also because you're not interested in these situations to catch it.
So, sometimes, very rarely, suddenly, yeah.
I mean, if you would be interested in these situations, you know, like, just like sweeping or going up in the bath or sorting out your food, yeah, I mean, you would see a lot of things, you would see as clearly, you know, what am I doing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just food, yeah. Why do I get all agitated about it?
But food, there is so much going on with food.
Of course, yes. I mean, that is the most difficult thing. And I don't say that you will be able to go through it, you know, within a few months. No. I mean, I told you, I mean, it took me quite a few years, you know, to cut through food. And then, of course, fasting helped a lot, yeah. But still, you know, I mean, when I was not fasting, you know, I mean, it still flared up again, yeah.
But you saw it coming from distance?
Yeah, sometimes I saw it coming, yeah. And sometimes I caught myself in the middle, you know, and then I went back, yeah. It's a training, yes. I mean, I understand it, yeah. I mean, of course, the more you train, I mean, the better you are. But in the end, you know, if something, you know, is you have to investigate it, cause and effect. What really caused it? And it's not the first thing that caused it.
I mean, so I have to actually look at that specific situation, not mm-hmm. just by doing body investigation,
no,
will it be cut off on
no.
its own?
I mean, it can be, but if you, you know, that, of course it can be cut off, you know, also by thoroughly in doing body investigation, but as long as you live in this monastery, I mean, some of the things are much more helpful. And why don't you want to look in the situation? Because you will see, you know, that you misbehaved. Yeah? That's the only reason. Why don't you want to look in the situation, yeah? I mean, you want to make it easy? Yes, it is possible, but, you know, you will have to look at other things. I mean, even if you're alone in a cave, you still will be going on Pitapat. No? You will still be eating food, even if you're completely alone. Yeah?
But then there are really a lot of things coming still.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of things are still coming. Yeah?
Yes.
Maybe. More, it seems like.
Yeah, sometimes even more because there is a lack of so many things. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no one you can compare.
Mm-hmm. First of all, there's nobody that you can compare with. Compare yourself to the tree that is standing outside, and you can ask him why he's constantly standing in your way. Yeah.
Stop staring at me.
Yeah. Or staring at you, you know, and judging you. Yeah. I mean, that's why, you know, that's why in the end we do need this aloneness. Yeah? We need to be alone with each other to see, you know, all these things arise within us, yeah? But the question for you is, you know, why don't I like to investigate? Cause-effect, yeah? Because of course I could see something that I don't want to see.
We're talking about the reflection.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about the reflection, and of course, you know, I mean, if you don't have sati at that moment, at least, I mean, you are aware of everything, you know, but the awareness is pulled off. So through the reflection, I mean, we bring it up, yeah. And sometimes we can see it.
Yes, I know I don't want to see it. Immediately after decide to look at it, it's an uncomfortable feeling.
Okay. See? That's a kilesa.
Yeah. It's an uncomfortable feeling, and if I do it, I'll probably get so drowsy or fall asleep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then try it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then overcome the drowsiness. You don't want to see.
Yeah. I don't want to face that uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of the acceptance of oneself.
Huh?
It's the acceptance of oneself. The not being, how do you say, not having metta for oneself. As more metta you have as well for yourself, that's just how it is at the moment. I cannot change it that, you know, when I'm in this or that situation, that this or that arises, it's just how it is, and it's not good nor bad.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Yeah, I mean, that is one thing, yeah?
Mm.
It is how it is, you know, that is the first thing. That's what I call acceptance. You can call it metta, you know, or metta with yourself, yeah? Accepting that there's a bad feeling. But a bad feeling always shows us that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then look for the cause for the bad feeling.
That's what you were saying on Friday. There is a gap. Maybe it's the bigger this gap is and the harder it is to make this reflection between what you think you are and what you are, because when you do this reflection, you see yourself objectively, and you don't want to do this. Like if I had a camera on my my back all the day, I would not like to watch, or in my thought, having my thought broadcasted, I would.
Yeah, I forgot to put up the camera.
my parents used to record me when I was learning to read, because I would not do it. And I made a fuss, and they said they never recorded it. So, but I don't remember ever listening back. Mm-hmm. Even now, I probably don't want to.
But just that knowing that one is recorded, you know,
probably made me really angry.
Makes you more careful.
Makes you more careful. Yeah, we should take put the camera in here.
Oh, well, it's recording.
No, I mean the camera.
Yeah, the camera is even more. Yeah.
The camera. It shows everything, shows every look. Reaction.
Every reaction is
The look that you have, you know, that little, I mean, that doesn't show on audio tapes. Mm. So, Martin, you understand really, I mean, accepting is only the first step. And then looking closely.
Yes.
Yeah. And then. And really, you know, what the hell is going on? Why is it constantly coming up? There must be something wrong. Yeah? If you call it habit, then that's your end of your investigation. You understand it? I mean, of course, we can reduce a habit.
Yeah.
But the cause for this habit, we have to find it. To be able to uproot it so this habit won't come.
Yeah. Mm. I can just, what I now experience as well since I arrived here, it's slow process.
Okay. I mean, as long as you understand, you know, what is required, and that you don't get stuck, you know, in some sort of comfortable explanation.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yes, your sati is weak, and that's why you need to foster it.
But just to make sure, not that I accept just the habit, so that I get rid of it fully, right? So you
was man in Deutsch?
Sie denken, dass ich das einfach anschaue und sehe, oh, das ist eine Gewohnheit, und dann lasse ich es einfach stehen. das ist das, was sie mir sagen, dass ich das nicht stehen lasse. Dass ich weiter, dass ich tiefer und tiefer
gehe. Ja, genau. Ja. Dass du tiefer gehen musst. Ja. Was ist der Grund für dieses,
ja,
für dieses, genau, Programm, das abläuft?
Die Zwiebel aufmachen.
Ja.
Okay, dann verstehe ich es.
It reminds me of the big difference that I found, because before practicing here, I was with Goenka, right? And yeah, there was a big difference regarding Panya. Like over there, it was just stay with equanimity, with all the habits or all the tendencies, and they will get less and less and less. And he was saying also a putid, you know, but that was it about the investigation. You were just observing the thing as anicca, but that was it, anicca, anicca, and stay upeka, stay equanimous. And yeah. But when I came here, it was like, no, ask questions, see the cause, and it was much more active investigation.
That, that's why we do need our memory is very important in these things. That's what we try to foster with recollection. Yeah. And our thought, right thought. Why do we need right thought on the path? We not only need right view, but we also need right thought. So, I mean, if the Lord Buddha, you know, stressed it, normally we don't stress it like that, yeah? But, I mean, just in the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, I mean, the Lungta, you know, stressed it, right thought, right livelihood, the right things, like that, yeah? Sammasankappo, what is it? Sammavaccha, sammasankappo, yeah, that's right effort.
Samaditi,
sammasankappo, Right view and right thought. Yeah. Right thought is, you know, what makes this arise. Yeah. And not just saying, you know, I mean, that is the answer of the case. It's a habit, yeah. Or it's just the body, you know. What, I mean, I have the body since I am born, yeah. But now it bothers me, you know, and then it bothers me, and then it bothers me. Why doesn't it bother me all the time? That is right thought. Huh? Why does it bother me only in these situations? Why do I compare only in these situations and others I don't compare? To see that each situation, yeah? And that's why we have to be really patient, yeah? To see each situation, yeah, to see it, okay. In the beginning, that's probably what we do. We see this situation, comparison arises, that situation, comparison arises, that situation, comparison arises. And the more we see them, the closer they come onto one thing. So, I mean, we see the similarity of these situations, and then it shows us actually from where it comes from. Yeah. But if we label them, okay, habit, gone. It's gone out of memory. Yeah? No, just a habit. Yeah? That's an explanation the Kilesas love. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Mm. You just got offended. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds normal.
Yeah. That's the end of our, you know, and there's no wisdom coming up. Because it's the answer of the Kilesas, yeah? What is behind it, yeah? Okay, in this situation, yeah? Yesterday I got offended. Today I got offended. This situation wasn't the same, yeah? You think it wasn't the same, yeah? But the closer you look, you will see it has a common root, yeah? The common denominator is what we see when we look at different situations. Nobody said it's an easy work to do, yeah? And that's where we need our memory for. We need to memorize the previous situation, this situation, yeah? And all the previous situations. To see the similarity, or to see the common root of it. Yeah? That's one thing. The other thing is, you know, question it, you know, so that we come closer to the root. Yeah. And it could be so interesting, but you're not interested. That is what is lacking.
Yeah? Yeah.
The interesting to get down to the root. Yeah. Mm. Den Dingen auf den Grund zu gehen. That's what's lacking.
My problems are more difficult to see, to know what I'm trying to fix now. This is
Don't even think about fixing
something. Well, it used to be clear. This is a problem. Fear's coming up. I want to get through it. And now I don't really know what it is that I'm fighting.
You fight the kalesas that tell you that is fear.
Yeah.
But you don't fight the fear itself.
But that's what I'm saying is it's not such a heavy problem that I don't see what is the problem. I don't see what is the problem that stops me now. Doesn't seem to be a problem, but there must be because I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trouble.
And you told it before. When you listened to it,
yeah.
I mean 5 minutes ago, you told it.
Yeah. Well, that I'm not interested in anything.
No.
Bored easily.
You don't want to see it.
Oh, don't remember.
You don't want to see it that clearly that how you are.
Yeah, but I mean just in sitting practice, just in samadhi practice, just I used to be determined to sit for a certain amount of time, and now there's just this feeling of what's the point?
Yeah. And what do you see? What's the point? Yeah. I mean, if I go on, you know, I would see things more clearly, and I don't want to see it, yeah?
Because I'm quite comfortable for
an hour. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, you know, you drink enough alcohol and you feel quite comfortable, you know? So what's the point of staying, you know, staying sober? Where you don't want to be sober, where you don't want to be clear, is because you don't want to see yourself like you are. It's one of the topics of the talks, I mean, I've given lately. They're good talks, yeah? Because people were interested, you know? They're still interested, you know, maybe if they stay here for 3 months, they just get... Selbsterkenntnis ist schmerzhaft. To see oneself as one really is hurts. But what does it hurt? It hurts one's self-view. Battling the kalesas is, for instance, you know, they tell you, oh, you're so bad, you know, and then you say, okay, let's have a look, you know, if I'm really that bad, and then you observe yourself step for step, you know, and then you say, you're lying to me. Yeah. It's the same thing, the opposite, you know, from most of the people, the opposite also. I'm so good, you know. And then I say, you know, I don't believe what you tell me. Yeah? Let's check out. And then you see, you do a mistake here, you do a mistake here. Oh, no, I'm not that good, yeah. And we don't want to see that. We want to stick, yeah, to what we believe we are. Yeah?
I never want to question the idea that I'm bad, terrible, and bad. This, I don't know why. If I thought I was really great, then I believe that I question that. But when this voice is saying you're hopeless at this and that, then it's for some reason I don't want to fight that.
I mean, it's just the same thing. No matter if they tell you you're bad, you know. I mean, they put you down and let you not do anything. And if they tell you you're good, you know, it's the same thing. Why? If I'm good, you know, I don't need to do anything.
Yeah. It can sometimes.
It can be either. And you have to fight both. Yeah? Yeah. Neither good nor bad, you know. I mean, there just is things. I mean, we really need memory, yeah? A sharp memory, you know, of each situation where similar things happen. Yeah? And then we need in our investigation to bring these up, you know, and to look for the common denominator. Yeah? Defending one thing is one, you know, is one side, you know, and being offended and grouching, you know, is actually the same thing, you know. It's one coin, you know, it has a head and it has a tail, yeah, or number, yeah. But you say head and tail, yeah.
Yeah.
the tail is, you know, crouching in, and the head is, you know, putting one's head out, yeah. So they fool you with these things. Yeah. Never ever underestimate the Kalesas. I mean, how could they have us in their power for such a long time? Yeah? If they weren't clever enough. Whatever you believe, you fooled them. No matter if you're good or bad, yeah? You fooled. Why do they say that? They say everything, you know, so that you don't question them.
Or to stop me practicing. Mm-hmm. I noticed it one time, that why it's only in the situation where I try to practice that they tell me that I'm bad or I can't practice, mm-hmm. or I did something wrong a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And that actually made it go away. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's also so important. The sila. If we do not break the sila, the kalesas cannot bring up our going against the sila. And they love to do it, you know, if you're really going into practice. And that's why a lot of people, yeah, I mean, they're practicing very hard, but their sila is not up to the point. And that's why they bring up all these things, you know, suddenly these memories pop up where you did this wrong or did that wrong. And you don't want to see, and that's why you stop practicing.
No, I actually broke anything, but they tried to.
I mean, sometimes they try,
yeah? Yeah, they tried to say, maybe you did this when you were half asleep, or maybe, and you don't know, so you can't, you keep questioning it, they're constantly trying it.
Yeah, and that's where they put you out on another track.
Yeah.
Mm. No, I mean, sila is important, you know, if you keep it, you know, it's fine. Yeah? And then sometimes, you know, I mean, they told me lots of times, you know, I'm bad, I did this, I did that, you know, so I investigated, I said, no, nothing wrong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I did was correct.
They tell me if it's something I'm not sure if I did it wrong, that's when they...
Yeah, sure.
But I'm pretty sure I didn't do anything wrong, but they still...
Yeah.
And if one thing's cleared, then the next memory will come up.
Yeah, and then you have to go back and say, well, why are you doing all this? Yeah? Yeah. What came before the start? Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, they'll lead you on this track, you know, and then you're constantly, you know, okay, yeah, they bring up something, you're checking it, you bring up another thing, you're checking it. And what was the purpose, you know, when you go back to the beginning? I mean, it just was... I mean, I was actually quite doing well in my meditation, and then suddenly they bring up this, so they want to sidetrack.
Yeah, that's
it. And then once you see it, that they want to sidetrack you, this all will stop. And then you go back to your meditation.
Yeah. I saw it once, it's not stopped, but I did see when I was calm that I clearly saw there was nothing, I didn't really do anything, and then that...
But you didn't see that they wanted to sidetrack. That's what you didn't say.
It's just the one time where I noticed that they only bring it up when I try to practice. They don't bring it up throughout the rest of the time.
Yeah, but your memory wasn't clear of that, you know?
Not clear.
Yeah. So that's why you forgot it the next time when they sidetrack you. I mean, they keep making you forgetting this. I mean, these small insights that you have at the beginning of your practice, they keep trying to forget this. So you have to make a note, you know, that's their purpose, they only want to sidetrack me. Mm-hmm. Remember this, you know, I mean, you will forget it, but it just stays a little bit longer in memory. Next time it comes, hey, there was something, they wanted to sidetrack me with this, you know, so I shouldn't latch on to that.
They always pick something very, kind of, something that's really going to catch you, that you really want to think out. Did I?
I mean, that is the power. They know us better than we know ourselves. They know exactly what you latch on.
Yeah.
Be it on the faults of others, what you latch on, be it on your own faults, or be it on your own goodness.
Yeah.
That's what they serve you some food, you know? And they know you like this food.
That's it. I know.
No, that's amazing, the way they work, looking at that, but I don't know. I just, but because they have no brain or no intention. It's just a principle behind, like, it's just like water that flow in. But still, when, you know, where what we were saying, yeah, they just come up in the situation where I want to practice or where.
Don't underestimate them. Yeah. Don't think they are just a principle. That makes them underestimate, that makes us cleverer than them, yeah? We are not cleverer than them.
We are them.
Yeah.
And the cleverer we get, the cleverer the kilesas get.
And they solve it and we can stop practice.
Yeah. That's why it's really tricky, yeah? That's why it's extremely tricky. And that's why we need to have satipanya. And we need to, you know, and we need our memory very much. It's not, yeah. So, you know, when we do samadhi, I mean, we throw sankapa and sanya away, yeah, because it's not useful in that moment, yeah. But when we need to investigate, we need memory and we need right thought and, in math, you know, I mean, we had lots of, how do they call it? These 1 through 5 plus 1 through 7 plus, yeah.
Sums.
Yeah, I mean, no. Is it reciprocals?
Fractions?
Fractions, yeah. We had these fractions and we had to add them up or subtract them. And before we could subtract them, we had to find a common denominator.
Can't do it.
He's an accountant. But that's the same principle, yeah? We have to look for the common denominator before we can find out what it is, what's going on. Yeah? They all look differently. 1 through 7 plus 1 through 13, you know, I mean, you know, it's different.
Yeah, to compare or to add them or.
Yeah, they get always more subtle and more subtle.
Do you need to cut the grass to uproot?
Of course. I mean, if you don't remove the leaves from the tree, you don't know where the branches are.
But for some type of people who have like a strong sati samadhi, they can.
I mean, if they see it, yeah, but none of you
has. I don't feel it's in my case. No, I was thinking, yeah. A type of person who is very like, has a strong samadhi.
I mean, some people who have strong samadhi, I mean, just like, Günther Hand, some of it, you know, I mean, you could easily see. And sometimes, you know, even Andrea has a very strong sati, you know, she sees very clearly. But yeah, I mean, it's not lasting too long. Yeah. So, I mean, they can see something, you know, once they put their sati on something, they can see it very clearly, yeah. But they're also as easy as they can see it, the easier they can forget. So in a different situation, you know, it seems to be like the same problem. And that's where they can't, you know, but they don't pull up the memory, you know, to be able to compare them or find the common denominator. Okay, that's enough for today.